your show. You, as always, can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, as always, at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free. We are still having some trouble with our subdomains. Some may work, some may not. The subdomains are anything that comes before Free Talk Live. So like auction.freetalklive.com. There is an auction going on actually right now. We'll tell you about that a little bit later on. But it's actually a holiday today, apparently, Mark.
Yes, it is.
Have you heard? Which one?
I have. It's our Pirate Day.
It's Talk Like a Pirate Day is what it is. And apparently the Free State Project has actually been celebrating this. Have you been to their website yet today?
No.
It's very cute. You should go to freestateproject.org and see what they've done. I don't know what inspired them to do it exactly, but they've completely, I guess, filtered their entire site through some sort of a pirate talk filter. So every single bit of text on the Free State Project website has become piratized.
That's really funny.
Very
weird.
Cute. So it's Talk Like a Pirate Day. You can give us your best pirate talk, I suppose, when you call in tonight. But actually, in celebration of this, we have a pirate who's somebody who considers themselves a pirate, actually, before Pirate Talk Like a Pirate Day, like I heard about him a few weeks ago. His name is James Hill, and he's running for Congress, and I'm going to bring him on the phone right now, because, James, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Doing great, James.
Good, sir.
Now, actually, one of my listeners pointed me to your website. It's just sort of a kind of an oddball thing. Hey, look, this guy is running for Congress. He's different than other characters. I mean, we're not local to Iowa, which is where you're running. In fact, I don't think we even have any affiliates there. So I don't know how much this is going to benefit your campaign, James. But then again, it doesn't apparently matter anyways, because you're not accepting money from anybody, according to your website.
Yes, sir. And actually, it's in some ways it pertains to everybody's district in the entire country.
That much may be the case. Can you explain?
We're pretty much stuck right now with our two major parties, and we've lost all any semblance of control over them. Now, granted, my campaign's a little bit off the wall, and you've read the blog. It's a little bit different, but. Boy, it would just, in any district in this country, it would be a sweet message to send our two major parties by electing anybody like me that didn't take any money.
I want to read an excerpt from your website, which is jameshillforcongress.com. And I love it when you go to his website. There's just a picture of James up in the top right. You look like you're a biker or something in that picture. Are you actually a biker?
Yeah, a jab bike. I traded my Yamaha. I had a TW200 for a long time. I just traded off on a Kawasaki KLX250. Just kind of my way of sticking it to the Saudi Arabian royal family.
Well, here's the excerpt from the pirate stand. He says, "What you see is what you get. I'm the only drunken pirate seeking office in this great nation. What a sad testimonial to our political system when a degenerate like me feels like the most honest candidate on the ballot. I'm not talking about the chrome-plated crap my opponents throw out. I'm talking about deep-from-the-heart honesty. This pirate believes that holding public office demands real sacrifice. Every aspect of my personal life must be laid to the blade and exposed. My medical history, financial history, employment history, family history, out in the open for your scrutiny. It's my offer to you, and will be my way of showing real sacrifice to serve you. We as voters have not asked enough of candidates. For the $150,000 annual salary, candidates should be subjected to intense public scrutiny." I think it's interesting that you're coming out and essentially labeling yourself as a drunken pirate.
I think the proper term is actually alcoholic pirate.
Oh, I see.
I've struggled off and on with drinking in the past, and I could hide that, you know, and pretend it doesn't happen. But in the spirit of honesty and openness, I think it does better to talk about it.
I have to say, I agree.
Doesn't seem to have stopped our president.
And touching on that, I came up with after 9/11, everybody was throwing the word sacrifice around out of Washington. And did you really see any example of sacrifice?
As far as on the part of the politicians? No, of course not.
From the president on down. I mean, the one woman was complaining because they had to go through the extra security.
Yeah, I'd like to have I'd like to have them just sacrifice themselves, well, personally. No, just the commit seppuku right there on the stand.
The politicians do seem to be willing to sacrifice possible future voters by sending them to Iraq and watching them die.
Yeah, that much is.
Well, yeah, they'll do that, and they're not afraid to sacrifice money, our money.
Yeah.
Well, of course not. It's not their money; it's our money. So it's easy to just spend money if it's not yours. It's no problem for them to do that.
Yeah, that's kind of what I've touched on that on this Bush doctrine and the neocons that really, really now some of them, Bill Kristol, the neocon pundit, says it's time to invade Iran.
Oh my!
And Charles Krauthammer, the other really, really conservative editorialist, says it's time to go into Iran. Well, you know, give them an M16, send them over the hill.
Exactly.
There you go, Chuck. There you go, Bill.
Lead by example. Come on. Mm-hmm. You know, James, I don't even really know how you stand politically. I haven't read your whole website. I just saw it, thought it was really interesting, and thought it'd be perfect to have you on Talk Like a Pirate Day. But seriously, where do you sort of stand on the issues? I mean, you're not happy with the two parties. Here on Free Talk Live, we consider ourselves the libertarian bend. But what about you?
I guess I've attracted a lot of libertarians, and I'm not quite sure why, because I'm trying to stay away from any label, really. But like you take abortion, I think that abortion is probably one of the most tragic, sickening procedures that one can even imagine. But I really don't see how we could overturn Roe v. Wade without putting some kind of catch in place, because if you're talking, if the statistics are true, 4,000 abortions a day, you know, you're looking at, and I did the math, it's like 2 million a year babies, and we're cutting ADC, and we're cutting social programs. So what do? Do you stand there and you just make it illegal?
That would be just nuts.
It's spent for themselves.
It's ludicrous to make abortion illegal. As bad of a procedure as it might be, it's even worse to have a war on abortion. I mean, if you've been paying attention to the war on drugs and the war on terror, you know exactly what happens when you have a war on anything.
Because making abortion illegal will not stop it.
Okay, that's a pretty libertarian stance, James.
And it'll just become more dangerous.
Yep.
And it'll be one more thing that are already way too strapped. Police departments will have to go out and try to patrol.
Well said. So I guess I don't have to ask you your position on the war on drugs.
Oh, Christ. I mean, this war on drugs is a joke. As far as, I'm starting to believe that the Mexicans have the right idea.
What do you mean?
With the legalization of small amounts.
You know, they tried, and they came close to actually making that happen, but apparently the mm-hmm. United States stepped in and flexed its muscle, and they backed away from it. But yes, it was a good idea.
The only two drugs for sure that I would leave out of it is you can't, like, meth and crack, and that's just because that isn't something that a person can even try recreationally once and expect not to be addicted.
While that may be the case, still all of the parameters of prohibition apply to that, and if you're going to continue having a war on meth or a war on crack, you're going to continue having crackheads and meth heads in the streets, robbing people at gunpoint, stealing things from cars and houses in order to get the money they need to support their habit. I mean, the fact is, James, if we legalize all drugs, they can be produced for a fraction of what they're being produced on the black market, and then all of the crackheads and addicts won't have to be knocking people over in order to feed their habit.
I think what you're talking about is kind of like what they do in, I believe, the Netherlands, and it pretty much works there. Is you give it to them, you give them enough to and you know, and if they want to stay addicted to it and sit at home, it's cheaper than kicking them out on the street to do everything you just said.
Well, I don't want to give it to them. I want them to go to work, and that way they at McDonald's at minimum wage they can still afford crack.
Exactly.
Yeah, and they could probably work two or three 12-hour shifts in a row.
James, it's been good having you on the show. Good luck with the campaign. And shoot me an email if anything interesting happens, and we'll maybe keep up to date.
What's going on with JamesHillForCongress.com?
James,
hey, I thank you guys very much for having me on.
Thank you, sir. Good luck. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks, James. Bye-bye. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. Talk like a pirate day. Free Talk Live. Arr.
Fiercely independent. Who do you think is worse, the Democrats or the Republicans? I say it's the Republicans, because the Democrats have no power at all right now. Should they get a hold of the reins of power somehow? I'll anoint them the worst party. The way I look at it, whoever's writing the laws, that's who you have to be concerned about at any given time.
Prudent perspective from an edgy windbag. It's Common Sense with Dan Carlin. Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right, gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986, yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, you can just go download it for free. Right there on the front page of the website. There's no membership fee, no jumping through hoops like those other talk shows want you to do. We just give it away. FreeTalkLive.com, so enjoy that. And you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance and your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to FreeStateProject.org. Again, FreeStateProject.org. To the phones, to the fun. Francisco in New Jersey, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's up?
First of all, I just wanted to apologize for calling like three nights in a row.
No apologies necessary. It's a one call per night deal, so not a problem.
But I wanted to tell you guys, if you remember, my girlfriend's mother is crazy.
Yes.
Okay.
But yes, there's nothing better than following high school drama, Francisco. Yes. Your girlfriend's mother doesn't like you. She forced you both to separate. You are not allowed to talk to your girlfriend. In fact, they went so far as to apparently move away from you. And now what's the latest?
I got a call from the cops today.
Uh-oh. What have you been doing?
Nothing.
You haven't been calling her house at all hours of the night, trying to talk to her or anything like that, have you?
No, I talked to her online.
I see.
And apparently her mother found out, and the cops called me today.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, hello, I'm Officer So-and-so. I didn't really pay attention to his name from, you know, the Vetner Police Department in New Jersey. And I said, hello, what do you need? And he explained, you know, that Kelsey's mother walked in there and told him that, you know, I was talking to her daughter. He asked if I knew how old she was, and I said, yes, she's 15.
And so are you.
Yes. And he goes, how old are you? I said, I'm 15. And he goes, okay, well, I have a problem. And I said, hello, officer. Your force today will not be necessary, as I have chosen out of my own free will to no longer talk to Kelsey. Your services are not needed today. Thank you and goodbye. He said, that's perfect. Goodbye, sir.
Huh. Well, I think he handled that pretty well, Francisco.
Well, it was on the phone, so. Huh.
Yeah, it's a little bit easier to deal with the cops when they're on the phone, I suppose.
Yeah.
I would have been interested in knowing what the cops intended to do about two 15-year-olds talking to each other without their one parent's wish.
Yeah, what was the threat going to be is your question, Mark.
Yeah, really.
I'm really not sure because I kind of cut him off there as soon as he said I have a problem.
Yeah, I think he was thinking that you might have been older than 15 or something like that and hoping he could get you on some sort of child endangerment charge.
Right, but, you know, I'm 15, she's 15, so.
So it's pretty much over now at this point, huh?
Yeah.
Are you over it? I know you were fairly distraught when you first got the news, but how do you feel about all this at this point?
I'm 15. There will be other girls.
There you go.
You're right about that.
That is definitely a positive outlook. And Francisco,
that would be true if you were 55 too. But go ahead.
That is true, and it's also important. I think at this age, especially at a younger age, it's so important. Yes, it's important to develop social skills and interacting with the opposite sex and all that. But on the other hand, it's also important to develop yourself and focus on you and get out there and make yourself better, make yourself more desirable. That way, over time, you'll just start attracting women to you instead of having to go out and be desperate like Mark does every night going to the bars.
Right, absolutely.
And karaoke. Do you still do that?
He's looking.
I'm looking for karaoke.
All right, Francisco, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it as always. 800-259-9231. Eric in Vancouver, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Eric?
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, okay.
On radio, what's up?
Ooh, first time caller, a bit nervous.
Ooh, well, that's all right. Just pretend like it's me and you and Mark.
All right, okay. Well, I'm from Vancouver, Canada, to let all your listeners know. And
congratulations. What's your address? Kidding. Go ahead. What's on your mind?
Okay, I wanted to talk about the gold standard.
Oh, but wait a minute. Since you're talking about gold, we have to ask you to talk about it in a pirate voice. Can you do your best pirate impression for us? Because it is Talk Like a Pirate Day. Just one sentence. That's all you have to do.
What be your opinion on gold?
I like it. I like it, the booty.
I want to know where it's buried.
Yes, gold. Are you referring to the gold standard or what exactly specifically?
Well, you promote a kind of governmentless society, so...
I do. Mark doesn't. He's more of a minimal government person.
And I assume that you would support a gold standard, or you just believe that that would be the natural occurring monetary system?
I think that if we were to, we are able to get away from the government's paper script, the Federal Reserve notes, the fiat dollars that we're carrying around.
Worthless green pieces of paper.
I think the gold standard would be a good place to go to get started in the free market as far as money is concerned, but I wouldn't be so brazen to suggest that that's where it would stay. What I want to see happen is competitors, monetary competitors competing to get the consumers money or to give them money that may be backed by different things, whether it be gold, silver, platinum, or something non-metal. I mean, I would like to see the marketplace decide what's the best backing.
I mean, really, what you have there when you have a dollar is a piece of paper that at one point meant that a bank would pay you gold or silver or metal for that piece of paper. But there's commodity markets out there besides gold and silver. There's pork bellies and oil and corn futures and all that other stuff. So I don't see any reason that those commodities markets, you know, if you had an account with them, that they wouldn't issue pieces of paper on that saying that there's that much corn to back that up, too.
Not that you'd want to go and turn it in and get a sack of corn, and I mean, that kind of.
But corn's worth something.
Yeah, I
corn
suppose.
Is real.
You'd have to get a lot of corn.
It has matter
though.
And takes up, you know, has weight, takes up space.
The reason
like
why gold backs money and not corn is because they moved to metals from perishable goods and big bulky goods to metals, to valuable metals, because they take up less space. That's
understood,
they,
but there's still commodities markets out there, and if you had an account with one of these commodities brokers, like
yeah,
I do,
understand.
They would
pay
just
you
as easily issue you a piece of paper that says that it was good for whatever bushel of corn.
Does that make sense? And if so, what's your vision?
So basically you're advocating that, you know, individual private banks or whatever could issue their own currencies, and if people so wished to use their dollars, they could.
Precisely.
Okay, can I follow up by a quick second question?
Yeah.
Okay, I've been thinking about what would happen if there was no government, and obviously you support liberty, just, you know, free to do as you want. The problem that I have with that is that I'm concerned that if there was no government, there would actually be less liberty, in that what
possible.
Gives you liberty is the laws, right? So if the law...
Well, they also take it away.
Well,
the laws
it's a jump in logic.
I understand that, but I just want to... I wonder which would provide the most maximum amount of liberty.
That's an interesting discussion, and it's a great question, and we're going to discuss it now. Thank you for the call, Eric. 800-259-9231. Because he points out something that's honestly the truth. If we get to the free market, which is what I'd like... See, now you, Mark, would like to stop at the minimal government, and then you might take a closer look at some of the more free market alternatives to replace the minimal government. So I'm
the coercion that is government.
Right, I'm with you to the minimal government for sure. Let's go there, and then let's see what else we can do from there. But if we were to get to a free market, he's absolutely right that there's a chance that in the free market you may not have as much liberty as you may desire, simply because the market responds to consumer demands. And if you're living in an area of people that say are pretty restrictive individuals that don't want to see you doing drugs or having sex outside of marriage, they could very easily pass private laws to apply to their own properties and have interlocking agreements that transfer those laws around that would prevent certain activities from going on. Personally, I wouldn't choose to live in that area. I would choose to go and live in an area of people that are of a similar mindset to me. And speaking of mindsets, we're going to talk about this Jesus camp thing on the way and more. You can take control of the airwaves. It is your show, Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
Do you need money to help pay for health care costs or to supplement your retirement income? Are you 65 years of age or older and own a life insurance policy with a death benefit of $250,000 or more that's getting too expensive or no longer needed? Are you considering canceling or surrendering your life insurance policy for its cash value? Hermosa Group can evaluate your policy to see if you qualify for a life settlement. A life settlement can generate more money than the surrender value, and you can receive a lump sum payment within 45 days. Having your policy evaluated by Hermosa Group is free, easy, and carries no obligation. All policies qualify. Sell your life insurance policy for a large cash settlement today. Call 888-590-8705. That's 888-590-8705 to find out how much your policy is worth. Enjoy the benefits of a life settlement from Hermosa Group. Call 888-590-8705. That's 888-590-8705.
Hey, Bill, I'm buying lunch today. And check this out. I bought a new car.
Wow, John, I guess you took my advice and visited that website we were talking about over lunch last time we met. www.didyourobbillgates.com.
I did, and you were right. I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. And it's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my fifth week.
Whoa, that's awesome. John, your business will keep growing as mine has. In fact, people are joining from all over the world. It's incredible. Everyone should go to www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how this program can help them become financially independent, too.
Thanks a million, Bill, for telling me about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Check, please.
I got this one, Bill.
Sure, John. Let's tell everyone about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Deal.
Hey, want to know a natural healing treatment that's been around for thousands of years? Salt products. Now Soleil Wellness brings these natural healing products to your home. Easy to use, non-toxic, and 100% natural, these products help to give you great physical, mental, and spiritual results. Heated salt pillows for earaches and back pain, salt pipes to relieve respiratory ailments, bath salts release toxins as they soften and rehydrate the skin, pretty salt lamps to ionize the air and reduce EMF radiation. So many different salt products available for you. It's time to let the secret out. Visit Soleil Wellness at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. Again, that's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you and Martin, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where everything is totally free. And lots of stuff on the website, though I hesitate to point you to a lot of it because we're having some trouble with our subdomains right now. Normally, I'd say go to wiki.freetalklive.com, but that might not work because anything that I would promote in front of freetalklive.com is having a little bit of trouble right now, except for the BBS.
And freetalklive.com itself.
Freetalklive.com is working fine. It's just if you try to go to wiki.freetalklive.com or shrine.freetalklive.com or whatever .freetalklive.com, you may have trouble, though the BBS is working at bbs.freetalklive.com. We'll hopefully have everything back up and running here within the next day or so. And, of course, I'll send out an update to those of you on the updates list when that happens. I want to continue talking about what Eric brought up there a few moments ago, this idea that the free market or a government-free society could possibly end up being more oppressive than the current one that we live in, though I really find it hard to imagine. For instance, right now we're paying 50 to 60% of our income every single year to the government at all levels, the average American paying 50 to 60%. At all levels, federal, state, and local, right?
Right.
That's darn oppressive as it is, and I think it's pretty unlikely that any sort of local private property owner is going to be able to get away with passing a private law on his private property that says, if you come on my property, you'll owe me 33% of your income. I don't think very many people are going to go shop at Walmart if they have to turn over a percentage of their income in order to shop there. Do you see what I mean?
I see what you're saying, but, you know, as far as... I would imagine you're probably right that we wouldn't be taxed nearly at the level if your imaginary world came along. But I would, I mean, A, you could find communities where it was just illegal to go outside of your house unless you were on your way to work or whatever, you know, because
which
it's
is fine
safer
with
that
me.
Way.
It's okay with me because if those people want to live there, then that should be their freedom to choose. And also, even if we were to get down to a more, I was thinking about this during the break, even if we did get down to a minarchist society, which is what you advocate, Mark, a very, very minimal government with the only thing that they do is protect life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Well, the pursuit of happiness could be chalked up as true property rights because you are somebody that is an advocate of real property rights, correct?
Pretty darn close.
Well, if you advocate real property rights, then that means that you should be advocating that the property owner can set whatever rules he or she prefers. So therefore, in a minimal government world, what's the name of it? Ave Maria, the Catholic town that's being built right now in Florida.
It's near Naples.
Yeah, it's being bankrolled by the head of Domino's Pizza. He's invested millions and millions of dollars in over 400 acres of property out in the middle of Florida. And the idea is to create this Catholic community with a kind of a Catholic set of rules. You have to agree to the rules before you can go and buy property there and move in. Mm-hmm. They're going to set rules for the businesses that are going to be allowed to be there. For instance, the drug stores may not be allowed to sell contraception, etc. So, in your minarchist world, Ave Maria would still be allowed to exist, right?
It would.
And theoretically, they could come up with some pretty restrictive rules for their property if
sure.
they wanted to.
But in your government-free world, it seems to me that there could exist completely lawless areas where you were so scared to leave your home and your property was in such danger that that's the sort of freedom that you lack. That you have to
it seems
stay
to me that I can't imagine there would be such a place
because
there would be protection agencies that would step in. Nobody wants to live their lives scared, Mark, so they would hire people in order to make sure that the protection was there that they needed.
I hear what you're saying.
Anyway, I just think that the differences as far as private property and rules are concerned between your vision and mine aren't really that big. 1-800-259-9231. You know what? We were on the phone with the pirate candidate earlier this hour, and he brought up meth. And crack as two drugs that should not be allowed, possibly. And then we kind of talked to him about it. He sort of shifted his perspective. And since we were talking about meth, I figured I'd bring up an article from MSNBC. After years of raiding redneck labs and arresting local methamphetamine cooks, drug squads in Georgia... Why are you throwing things at the wall in here, Mark? What are you doing?
It's pirate day. I'm throwing my scimitar.
Drug squads in Georgia appeared to be gaining the upper hand on the makeshift operations in 2004 when the number of busts declined sharply from a peak of more than 800 the previous year. By the way, how is it that they can say that they're doing better because the number of busts has declined? Couldn't that also mean that they've been eating more donuts and sitting around?
It's really great. Because either way, they could have said that they were doing better.
True.
If the busts are up,
yep,
we're doing better. If the busts are down, we're doing better.
Well, anyway, the glow of success quickly faded as international drug cartels, distributing a purer form of the drug known as ICE, rushed in to fill the void. So they busted the redneck labs. Now the international cartels are providing a better product.
That's why all the Colombians are going to slit all our throats.
Phil Price, special agent in charge of regional drug enforcement for the Georgia Bureau of Investigation, says, quote, "The labs start to decline and you're happy, but the imported meth has really hit us hard. It's cheaper now to buy on the streets." Price said the shift has made the drug so abundant that distributors now commonly front up to 2 pounds of ICE to street dealers on credit. It's also turned to the Atlanta area into a distribution hub for the East Coast. Quote, "Unfortunately, I think we're going to go through what Miami went through with cocaine," he said. What's happening in Georgia is occurring in many other states, the unexpected result of a strong law enforcement push against home meth labs and new limits on the purchase of cold remedies used to make the drug. The state's dilemma also illustrates the difficulties of America's battle with methamphetamine, which has addictive powers comparable to crack cocaine, but is in many ways harder to control. So, again, here the story that you busted the Americans and thrown them all in jail, so now the Mexican drug cartels have stepped in and are importing this stuff in massive quantities to the United States. Does anybody really still believe that this is a winnable war?
I don't think anybody even imagines it's a winnable war.
Why do they? Well, they must.
It just has to be illegal, and we just have to fight it. It's just
really?
The idea, the thought process.
It has to be done because we have to protect
because
people.
Because it's bad. Drugs are bad.
Yeah, I think you might be right, Mark.
But
I mean,
there's
maybe
no thought process
right
to it. They're not even approaching it with critical thinking. If you approach it with critical thinking, you'll come to only one conclusion. That I can tell. Please, if you can critically think how drugs should be illegal or how they should be controlled, and it's different than mine, which is I believe we should completely legalize them and to protect the American people.
Re-legalize. That's a better one. And also, even re-legalize is questionable. There's been this sort of debate over whether or not we should call it re-legalization or decriminalization, or how about this one? I think I like this one the best now. Deregulation. Wouldn't that make more sense?
I don't know. It kind of
legalize
it makes it seem like you're going to change some of the rules to some extent.
You think?
Yeah.
Deregulation?
It does sort of.
None of them are really too
legalize
to me.
Is just clear to people. I understand what you're saying when you say decriminalize. You're saying or decriminalize or legalize are clear, and I like those. The re-legalize it leaves a question. Re-legalize? And then you have to answer the question, whereas at that point they don't have a chance to think about your statement. And the deregulate, that means we change the rules, doesn't it?
1-800-259-9231, whether you want to talk about drugs or give us your best pirate impression, because it is Talk Like a Pirate Day. We're going to the phones and to the fun. Let's talk to Kenneth, in Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yeah, that's what's the frequency, Kenneth? Maybe it should have been Ron Yard Donishold.
Well, hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, well, I believe that nobody should be telling me what I can put in my mouth, and least of those people with the abusive power of government.
Indeed, sir.
But I called about spinach, but I wanted to follow up on the previous call that I'd made first, which is I'm the one that sent the $81.04 to the parasites that collect money on behalf of the Colorado government.
That's right. You are going to put it in epoxy. You're going to take your payment to the government and seal it up. And you did it, didn't you?
Yeah, I did that, and I FedExed it to them. And it's been a week ago today, and I've heard nothing.
Interesting.
Yeah, he's actually sent me a picture of it. You know what you should do is, I don't know if you did this, you should post it on the BBS. Did you do that?
Yeah, I did. I posted it on the BBS.
Okay, fantastic. What was the response like? I haven't seen the thread.
Yeah, well, people liked it, of course. A lot of people like making it difficult for government and for parasites that are working with government to get
the
money that's forcibly extracted from us, of course.
The thing that I thought was coolest about it was it was $81 and some change, and the way you set it up was you put it in a CD case or something like that and filled it with epoxy. So when you look at it, you can actually see there's a 50, there's a 20, there's a 10. So you know that all the money's in there. It's just breaking into it. That's
how do I get
trouble.
To it?
Let's talk spinach when we come back. Hang on, Kenneth. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever is on your mind. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Improve your home's comfort and beauty. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance and may also help reduce your energy costs. Call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation and save $375 on select styles. Offer ends 9/30/06. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. Improving your home has never been easier. Call Sears at 1-800-393-8378. Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new in about 4 to 6 days without the cost or mess of totally remodeling. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 9/30/06. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. Call Sears now, 1-800-300-8069.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website. FreeTalkLive.com. Everything on the site is totally free. We've got updates. You get signed up. We'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce. The entry box for the updates list is right there on the front page of the website. Easy access, FreeTalkLive.com, and it's free to sign up. Let's go back to Kenneth in Colorado. You're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys.
All right, talk spinach.
Okay, well, to finish up the last bit, you said that the one of the cool things was that you could shake around the money, and I wanted to point out that I demonstrated that way that the money wasn't in any way harmed, because I don't want federal entanglements.
Yes.
But, that and by not using the Postal Service, I FedExed it.
Right, you're talking about the money that you epoxied into a CD case
right.
To pay one of your overdue government bills or something like that.
Right. In any case, onto the spinach.
Yeah.
I'm extremely offended, being a college graduate and knowing how to cook my food, that the FDA, I learned this after returning from my local warehouse distributor of, you know, to the public, without naming names. But anyway, they told me the reason why I can't find any spinach is because the FDA has ordered it removed from all the shelves.
What? You know what? I honestly haven't looked into the story. I know it was big news yesterday or something, or this week.
This broke like Thursday or something.
Haven't talked about it on Free Talk Live at all. What exactly happened?
What's going on is that basically people are getting sick, and two or three people have died in something like 30 states because there's been E. coli on a certain company's bagged spinach.
Yeah, it looks like somebody didn't wash their hands at the factory, or they didn't rinse off the spinach well enough or something.
Or the low-wage labor took a dump in the product.
Quite possibly.
Okay.
Which would be, you know, they didn't wash it off well enough. But
happens when you put white people in charge of
well, who knows? I didn't really want to make it an issue of that, but it's a very real likelihood. Anyway, the whole business is that because this is a raw product, and some people choose not to cook it because it's typically used as a salad product, it's been removed from the shelves. And I'm not sure, possibly all spinach, but I'm not sure about that. In any case, I'm an adult, and I know how to cook my food, and we enjoy spinach around here. We boil it before we cook it.
Mm.
And I can't buy it because it's been ordered removed from the shelves.
Is it ever going to come back?
Pardon me?
All brands of spinach have been removed from the shelf, even after they've identified which company was responsible?
Quite apparently.
That's insane.
I think what happened is that the FDA doesn't want, you know, they want to make a law so that, they can't even make a law, they'll make a rule, so that everybody feels comfortable eating spinach again. And in the meantime, they're going to burn all the spinach. And, of course, either they're, you know, it wouldn't be fair to make people burn all that spinach, so they're probably going to tax us to reimburse them, or we'll just pay higher spinach prices.
Yeah, because I'd heard that they were planning on destroying it all to the tune of millions upon millions of dollars.
And right. In any case, we're being deprived of the product, and we are definitely going to pay for it one way or the other.
Also, I've heard reports that some companies aren't allowed to sell or to serve other greens that aren't spinach at all just because of this.
Wow.
I wouldn't be surprised, but you know, I sure would like to cook it and eat it.
Talk about a bunch of overreaction.
Oh, it's
crap. Talk about totally unnecessary. And
absolutely.
Really, it makes you know, when I hear these stories, it makes me wonder. When the first person came out and said, I've got E. coli and I ate spinach, well, maybe they were telling the truth. But, I mean, at what point, how many of the 30-some people, you said three have died and 30-something have gotten sick.
Something like that, yeah.
More people have died eating peanut products.
Right.
And that's,
well, how many people have died on the freeway? Are we going to get rid of cars?
Oh, exactly. But really, how many of the 30 people are people that just sort of saw this report on TV and then said, I'm sick. I think I ate some spinach this week. I mean, just looking for some sort of a handout. I mean, I don't know if they're getting any sort of financial compensation from the company involved here, but it seems to me like that could be something you could get on board the train of and maybe go after a little bit of cash.
Well, my gut feeling is that the overwhelming majority has convinced themselves that that's where they got whatever they got.
So
yeah, when who knows? Maybe they didn't cook their chicken well enough.
No kidding. I mean, how many times have you gone to a restaurant that you thought was a pretty good restaurant, and then the next day not felt too well?
Well,
it happens occasionally.
Yeah, it does happen a lot, but I don't go to restaurants very often.
It happens to me all the time, and it happens.
You're just sensitive, Mark.
I am sensitive when it comes to my stomach.
Kenneth, thanks for the call, and good luck finding the spinach. Let us know if it ever happens again. I mean, can you believe this, Mark? They're banning spinach from the shelves?
I am not in the least bit surprised.
It's just more evidence that we live in a society full of adult children that and the government looks at us this way. It looks at people, individuals in this country, as just a bunch of children to be minded. Little Billy got himself a stomach ache from eating that spinach, and now we're going to take it off the shelf so none of you can have spinach. We don't want anyone getting sick, because what are you going to do? Sue the FDA? You can't do that. So it's not like, why do they even have to pretend like they care?
Yeah, they just have to destroy every bit of spinach that we produced in the last, you know, that happens to be in existence now, and the only spinach
right.
we can eat is spinach that's been grown since then.
You know what? Forget about it. If I was one of these companies with the spinach that I was ordered to throw it all out, I might just stop manufacturing spinach. Okay, fine. We'll just keep doing the other field greens or
they
whatever it is
just
we do.
Done everything. They can just this could have happened. E. coli. It could have happened with anything though.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not the spinach's fault.
No, it's not the spinach's fault. But I mean, fine. You want us to throw out all of our spinach? Well, how about we just not feed anyone in America anymore? In fact, why doesn't everybody just go out of business? Because there's a chance that. There's a chance people could get sick by eating any kind of food. If a canned food item has somehow popped open or something like that, or been sitting on the shelf for too long, it could go bad. Could get sick from that. We should ban all canned food. We should ban all fresh foods. Let's just eat bread and water. Let's go back to bread lines. Let's let the government feed us, because you know what? That's really going to help us stay safe.
Well, you'll take care of the obesity problem in America. That's for sure. You know, the FDA's decision here to just destroy all the spinach is bad business sense.
Well, they don't have business
getting
sense.
Out of the spinach business because the FDA made this decision
I
would
know.
Also be bad business
Yes, it
sense.
Would.
And
but it would be really irritating, though, having to throw away millions of dollars in product.
Yes, but it's your job as a business to make money, and every time the government throws up a roadblock in the way of making money, which is what they do. That's what they do.
Yes.
You just have to figure out a way around it.
And how many of the spinach companies are going to come out and talk trash about the FDA and how bad they are for America and how they're harming all of our health with their stupid restrictive policies and their dumb rules and regulations that cost billions of dollars to comply with? It's impoverishing us all and giving us less choice.
You know, it's funny that they don't do it, but Free Talk Live is a radio show and we regularly come out against the FCC.
We take that kind
of stance.
Yeah, we do, as a matter of fact. And I guess just nobody has any courage anymore in America, right?
Even Rush Limbaugh came out against the FCC.
Why make waves? I mean, you might get targeted. Maybe that's what they're concerned with. Maybe they're concerned that, you know, they've already been asked to throw out millions of dollars in inventory. We don't want to just keep quiet. Let's just go and just go about our business. We don't want the FDA targeting us again, because they could, right? I mean, there could be some sort of a political attack if a CEO came out.
If Birdseye released a letter to ABC News, all they had to do was type out a letter to ABC News and said that this is just the craziest thing that the FDA could be doing, and here's the reasons why this is dumb. That would be news. That would be national news.
You know what? I wonder what the market's response to something like this would be. Like envisioning the world without the FDA, so-called protection. Would grocery store owners start guaranteeing their products to where maybe if you purchased a product from said grocery store and they would, if you got sick from it, maybe they would, if you could prove it, maybe they would cover your costs. Maybe there could be some sort of a food insurance program, something like that, food safety insurance.
I'm sure that things like that would crop up. But the fact is, if you got sick from somebody's product, you could sue the manufacturer of the product and win.
Yeah, that much is true. And or an insurance a health insurance policy could have that in the policy as well, to where you could get money from the insurer as a reward and get all your bills paid for, and then the insurance company would go through the lawsuit. That way you wouldn't have to go through the actual part of filing suit and all that. The insurance company would pick up the ball for you and run with it. So that could be another option for maybe a free market solution to people getting sick from products. 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. As always, you can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. We got some very interesting stuff on the way here. The United States government, the federal government, is looking at cracking down on your privacy. Now, they have an excuse. They have a reason why they want to crack down on your privacy, and it's child porn. Is it worth it? Is it worth it to destroy all of your information privacy in order to go after some people distributing child pornography? We'll explore that coming up here. Hour number two, you can take control of the airwaves as well. Plus, Jesus Camp, we're going to talk about it. It's a new movie that's come out, and it's pretty controversial, apparently. This is your show, Anything Goes, Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.